In 1979, Bobby Smith took her 4-year-old son Chris to a pediatrician and received a prescription for antibiotics. After her son developed diarrhea and persistent sleepiness, she went to a specialist for a second opinion.
When I parked in underground parking, a bunch of doctors came out to help me carry Chris in. It was like a movie. You know, they just don't do that. They were very excited because this was the test of a new theory.
Chris was diagnosed with a C. diff infection, caused when a bacteria known as Clostridium difficile invades the intestines and interrupts digestion and absorption of nutrients. Emory School of Medicine professor Shauna McBride has been studying the bacteria, which she says has a natural resistance to many antibiotics.
A lot of antibiotics that people take aren't targeting C. diff anyway, and C. diff can grow in the presence of those antibiotics at pretty high concentrations.
The Centers for Disease Control released its first ever report on antibiotic-resistant threats in the United States in 2013. In it, the CDC reports nearly 2 million people every year contract antibiotic-resistant infections, and more than 23,000 die from them. C. diff claims more than half of those deaths. Vincent Zhang, who works at Eastside Medical Center observing and documenting patient-physician interactions in the emergency room, has noticed a trend that might be contributing to the rising rate of resistance.
So when they leave and have their diagnosis done and there's no new medical prescriptions, then they're always complaining about how they need some medication. So that's when the doctor, out of guilt, gives them antibiotics. They are overprescribing antibiotics to all the patients right now.
The CDC also reports that a growing number of patients contract antibiotic-resistant infections in healthcare institutions. Feng Nguyen, a nurse at DeKalb Medical Center, works in a surgical unit and says patients that have had resistance in their medical record receive special orders to prevent the potential spread of resistant infections.
Say they come back to the hospital years later, it will still be in their history and they'll still put them on contact precautions, even if it's not active.
But sometimes, hospital personnel don't adhere to such strict procedures.
I would tell you from experience, most surgeons will not wait, you know, for an antibiotic to, you know, go in or give it enough time before they start.
Anyone who has had an antibiotic-resistant infection is at risk of recurrence. Bobby Smith, who also contracted the same infection her son had in 1979, is still recovering today.
What a traumatizing disease it is. And people just do not. I've lost friends after having this because I'll plan to do something. And then when I had active C. diff, I would be so sick, I wouldn't be able to get out the door.
Hong Lee, Emory News Now.